Hey everyone, and welcome to Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. We're back after a week off. It's me, Connor.
Haven't seen him in a year, Connor.
Fuck you, Ryan. I hate your fucking ass.
I had to do it. I was just... I
finally showered this year, Rob.
Oh, now I fucking hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
Gross.
You didn't shower yesterday?
No, I didn't. Okay. I had a day off. I didn't do shit yesterday. Happy New Year, everybody.
You could have at least showered.
Nah, fuck that. Day off.
Actually, the one thing I did was I went grocery shopping.
Nice.
Yeah. Then nice. I came home and still didn't shower. And we're going to talk about what I did. But anyway.
Your usual escapades.
Yeah, right. How are you guys doing? Did you have a good Christmas and New Year?
Yeah, it was a good time. It was good to finally find some time off and not do anything.
Yeah, right.
It was great.
Shit.
It was great.
Did we have time off?
I mean, there was minutes there.
I had like at least 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Once... The last 3 weeks?
Yeah. I had
just one.
I ended up with three in a row, and it was the greatest fucking thing of my life.
Fuck you. What do you call that one of those?
Yeah, yeah,
though,
you are so. Sick. Fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, I'm realistically looking towards this weekend when I have a full week off.
Oh.
And that's
yes.
My vacation.
Yep.
Fuck him.
See, mine doesn't come till March.
All right, fair.
Because that's when all my vacation time is
saved.
Because
you're using it at PAX.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I still haven't heard back from PAX, if anyone's wondering.
It's okay. I checked too. I didn't see
anything. I will shit a brick when you do.
And I want to see it.
Like a, what is, kind it, is of it brick? Like a brick made of poop or like a physical brick?
What he said.
Unclear.
I mean, we still haven't introduced ourselves.
Yes, yet to be determined.
He might have said his name. I said his name. So yeah, I don't know if you introduced yourself. Did you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Oh, fuck, how high are
the
you guys
fuck
right now?
Don't you know who I am? Bitch, I ain't that high. Rob. I'm Rob, everybody. Hi.
I'm Cesar Escobar.
It's not
also known as Scott.
That's not. There are so many reasons that isn't true.
Cesar Escobar.
He's Jewish. AKA. He's really white, and he doesn't have a beard. He's not even going to hit anyone.
Not even a little bit.
I need to Cesar. Finish my sentence. It just happened for me. It was great.
Homer, I am Cesar Chavez. Why do you look like Cesar Romero? Because you don't know who Cesar Chavez looks like. Still one of my favorite
episodes. So, don't worry. I didn't forget about movies. I got a movie for you guys.
I hope you're going with the idea I had earlier, because it made me giggle.
No.
Muppet Treasure Island?
I will do that. I kind of want to do that now.
Right.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider,
which
is a movie from 2001 that stars Angelina Jolie in the peak of her...
Jolie-ness?
Yeah, I guess you could say.
Sure.
So what a bad movie this is.
Holy shit.
Again, I haven't seen
What's
this
that
movie?
Fucking guy who makes the German fucking movies? He's a German director.
Uwe Boll.
Yeah. It's this, but they fucking got money
Wait,
out of it.
Is it worse than my passport? I wanted to show you this before we started recording, but is it worse than my passport photo?
I'm sorry, guys.
Can I have that?
Oh my God, Scott.
They told me you can't smile. They want it to look
so
like a
you made that face?
Yep.
Scott, it kind of looks like you're pooping something right in that picture.
I'm going to be stuck with that photo for 10 years.
Yep. They're going to look at that photo and go, this isn't you.
Mine
He's
is-
Canadian! He's Canadian!
Mine's extremely serious as well, but I don't have mine with me, so anyway.
That's fantastic.
So
I wanted to show you that before, but I figured the actual recording response would be great.
That was really good.
God.
Okay, is it worse than that?
It's pretty bad. Yeah, it's pretty bad. So Lara Croft Tomb Raider is a movie about a video game which didn't do good. like every other movie about a video game.
Assassin's Creed apparently sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard conflicting things, but that's because I follow Assassin's Creed on Twitter and they just retweet the popular posts.
Yep.
It rules, man. It was a great movie. Okay. Let's see what Metacritic says. So, Angelina Jolie is Lara Croft, and she's a sad girl because her daddy died.
Sad girl.
Recently, or maybe a few years ago, and she's just still not
is
over
she
it.
A sad girl because her daddy died or because of the gun holster chafing on her thigh?
I can't tell
is
you.
Is it chafing or is it there for pleasure?
I'm not convinced for the pleasure. Masochist.
Fair enough. So, she is surrounded by her tech guy named Bryce.
Sure.
And Hilly, who is the butler.
I was going to say Woodhouse, but I know that's
His
not
His last
right.
name is Hillary, I think, so they call him Hilly. I don't know exactly.
Is he a
I
fucking
forget.
Dog?
You see, I did some quick research.
You know what they say
Wikipedia
about a boy named Sue? Wait, is that actually in Lara Croft lore? Is the butler's name Hilly?
I have no idea.
I feel like I should go to the Laura Croft wiki.
I feel like you should.
So anyway. she fights this robot dude named Simon, and it looks like she's trying to steal this jewel at the very beginning of the movie, but then it turns out that that jewel was a CD because it's 2001, bitches. And she plays a CD titled Lara's Mix.
On a side note, I saw a
Does it have everything
ad.
From Lilith Fair 2001 on it?
Yeah, probably.
Saw a wonderful ad with Bill Gates on top of a big pile of papers holding the fucking CD going, you could fit this much into one CD today. Oh, it was great. My God. Made me smile. It was a really great photo.
I actually saw a picture on Saturday that was a Best Buy sticker that said, don't forget to turn off your computers before midnight on 12/31/99.
Y2K. Happy Y2K. I survived Y2K.
To answer my own question. God. The butler's name is actually the most butlery thing you could go with. Winston Smith, also known as Jeeves.
So who the fuck is
his
Hilly?
Nationality? British. Because if there was going to be anything else.
Movie.
Also,
here, man.
He looks
it's
like
right
the
here,
most
man.
Butlery butler ever.
Yeah, he looks very butlery.
He's not quite Alfred, but he's butlery.
Right. Oh, gross.
Can we do a top like butler. 10 butlers in video games?
Oh my
if
God.
If we can find 10...
Yes, sure.
That sounds great.
If you can find me 10 butlers and list the achievements they have.
I think if we can be a little, if we can define a butler, I think that we can get to 10, you know.
Manhelper? Would Sully count as a butler?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta, what's the definition? What do we want to allow as a butler?
Ellie?
I don't know.
He has
no,
played
Joel's
a,
more the butler
he hasn't
in that
played
game.
A butler, Elizabeth.
Booker, catch! Stop yeah, throwing right. guns at me, you bitch!
Oh, thanks for the money, though, but I ain't gonna strip for you. Sorry.
Oh.
We're gonna get to that in Bioshock sometime.
Oh. Someday.
You know.
Someday.
We'll open a rift. I think at this point I'm more or less waiting for you to get your computer to do that. I know. We'll see.
Anyway, back to Laura Croft.
Back to Laura Croft. There's Bryce the Tech Guy and Hilly the Butler. They're all friends.
Friends!
Bryce lives in a trailer out back, cause, yeah.
What? Why doesn't Hilly live in a fucking trailer?
He does like experiments and shit, but I don't know exactly.
Okay, whatever.
But anyway, Lara's father was like a real good explorer dude.
Real good.
Yeah.
He real good.
But anyway, cut to.
Not as good as Indiana Jones.
Hard
though.
Cut. Cut to Sir Jorah Mormont. Yes. Sir Jorah Mormont.
The
is,
only other thing he's been in.
Is in the Illuminati.
False. He has also been in Doctor Who.
True.
Sure.
Angels in the Library, or Angels on like the Byzantium.
Yeah, that one. I remember
shit.
That, yeah.
He's a cleric.
So.
Jorah Mormont.
Jorah Mormont is an Illuminati member, and he's like,
they're
the
real.
Convergence
the
is happening, and you're like, what the fuck's going on? So apparently all the planets are aligning, and there's what? This, like, mystical, magical pyramid. Like little triangle pyramid.
Is it the cloud?
No, not sorry. Not like a pyramid. Like, you know, like a little triangle thing deal here that we got.
But that would be a pyramid.
It's
three dimensional.
So I repeat.
I think when I said the word pyramid, no, it's not the goal. When I think I said pyramid, I think people thought like, fuck, it's a pyramid. Like,
all right.
Lara Croft.
That's fair.
She's looking for a big diamond pyramid. No, it's like a little like triangle thing that you can like fit into a coat, but not like into your pants pocket because
into
it's too big for that. Yeah. Coat pocket.
All right.
Coat pocket.
So it's an inner
it's a
coat,
diamond
pocket?
Coat pocket.
It's a diamond triangle cell phone.
Sure. But it's not made of
diamond. I was gonna say diamond.
But it's not made of diamond. It's made from meteor. Meteor that came from a meteor that crashed during the convergence alignment of planets thousands and thousands of years ago.
So space sword?
Kinda. Except this one's got mystical powers to like blow up the Earth or some shit.
To be fair, the space sword also had powers.
Yeah, okay.
It made Sokka a much better character.
Okay. So the Illuminati wanted to wipe out all humanity or some shit and, like, control it.
All right.
Great.
Great.
So.
Super.
Jorah Mormont is an Illuminati who wants to do that. Back to Laura.
Lara.
Jarvis and then Da Vinci Code. Like, Jarvis was, like, the albino. He keeps whipping himself.
Yeah, whatever. So Lara is asleep. And she has this really vivid dream about her dad, and her dad's like, convergence! And she's like, the fuck? And wakes up, and hers a clock ticking. And there's a clock ticking
a
underneath
clock
her
ticking?
Stairs.
What did you say?
Yeah, a clock dicking. And this clock is just
digging, about.
Digging away. Digging about. So this clock is dicking hard.
That was great. And doing some hard dicking.
Yeah, Rob, of course. What other kind is there?
I thought the soft scale was going to be our claim to fame. But
now we got a dicking scale.
Is that like hard dicking or just a little bit of like flaccid?
Soft boiled dicking.
Do you have to tie a ruler to it? Like a...
God damn. So, diamond hard sticking.
This diamond hard pyramid.
I swear we'll get to video games eventually.
Anyway, that thing's called Golden Triangle, by the way. But whatever. So this clock is ticking.
Nope.
With a T. It's ticking its dick off.
So Laura goes to find this triangle because her dad said convergence in a dream. Well, does this mean that Laura would go find lesbians if her dad yelled lesbians?
Lesbians? Yeah, maybe. Who knows? So she finds this clock, and this clock apparently is like the first piece, the first piece of the puzzle to get the triangle. She takes it to a clock man who her father knew.
A cock man?
Yes. A cock man who's good with clocks.
I've seen this movie before. It's quite interesting. The plot plays out better in the last 25 minutes, right? Doesn't it?
So the clock man is like, I don't know what this clock is. Let me ask some of my friends. And she goes, okay, and leaves with the clock.
All right.
So she goes back home, and then that night, the Illuminati break into her house with like guns and shit, and they go to steal the clock. Turns out that dude is also Illuminati, and he told Ser Jorah Mormont that she had the clock to lead to the pyramid. Do you get it?
No.
Great.
It's okay.
When do
it's
we get to
fault.
The White Walkers?
So, turns out the first piece of the pyramid is in Cambodia.
Of course it is.
Yeah, right. Well, where else would it be?
The cradle of civilization.
Yes. So they go to Cambodia, and it's apparently in Angkor Wat, and no one's in Angkor Wat. Angkor Wat, just so you know, is like the Taj Mahal of Cambodia. It's a big tourist trap.
Mahal? Yeah. No, it's like...
It doesn't work that well.
So you want to see the version of Indiana Jones, basically, where like everyone's at the like
if
big...
If you
want to
see Indiana Jones...
You
want to
see National Treasure is what you want to see, basically.
Barely any clothes.
If you want to see Indiana Jones, I'd say see Indiana Jones. And if you want to see Nick Cage play Indiana Jones, watch National Treasure.
Right. Oh, God. Last Crusade was
on
Christmas
president.
Day. It was great.
Nick Cage in the Book of Secrets, because it's not National Treasure Book of Secrets.
I'm still waiting for... National Treasure 3.
It's gonna happen.
I want to see whatever the fuck they do next.
Disney would put Spider-Man into it. And Captain
America.
And I
would watch the shit out of it.
Me too.
They can't stop making money on it. No. I don't blame them.
They make so much money.
They all of a sudden, yeah, they all of a sudden
seriously,
just work into the Marvel Universe.
Why is there a ride in Disney and Frontierland for National Treasure?
So Lara Croft's
what the fuck happens at the end of this movie?
Lara Croft's in Cambodia with Ser Jorah Mormont. I think he's there. I don't remember exactly. No.
John Snow's
no, wait. Fucking A, actually. Rewind 30 seconds. She's taking a shower, and all of a sudden she hears a knock at her shower door.
Of course she is.
And fucking, there's James Bond, Daniel Craig.
Oh!
Hey! How could I forget him? And he's like, Miss Moneypenny? And she goes, no, my name's Lara Croft. What the fuck are you talking about? And
he
goes,
oh, that's right. A stupid name.
So he got hired by Ser Jorah Mormont to find the treasure. Backstory. Going forward again. She's there. She's in this place. She's looking for the thing. They're there. They're in this place. They're looking for the thing. They find it. She goes whoop, and grabs it right from them and leaves. And they're like, fuck.
Fuck, man.
So they have the piece to help them find the next piece. They have the clock, which is going to help them find the second piece of the triangle. Because triangle, bitch. And she has the first piece of the triangle.
Is
so they go,
the only
hey,
of-
let's make a deal. And Howie What's-His-Face comes over and says, which case do you choose?
Which
Howie,
case?
Wait, Howie Mantel?
Yeah. You've also, seen Let's Make a Deal, correct?
Also, is that the only part of Suicide Squad that's made it into our popular vernacular?
Hey, which part?
Triangle, bitch.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I watched it like 3 times last week, so yeah.
Is it that? Why?
It's Phil Jackson.
Okay.
Will Smith yells that he's not a good motivator, and then yells
he's like,
up
you're not
Phil
a good
Jackson.
Motivational speaker. You know, Phil Jackson, he's the gold standard. Triangle, bitch. So, they go, okay, let's make a team. And she goes, okay, let's make a team. And then they find out that the next piece of the puzzle is in Siberia. Apparently there's an ancient city there. The ancient city had this meteor triangle thing land next to them. They picked it up, and it like blew up the fucking city. And broke
Boosh.
It. Yeah. And then it broke into 2 pieces, and they're like, let's put it in 2 different places.
Boosh!
So they kept 1 piece there, and they put 1 piece in Cambodia.
And they keistered the last.
You got it. No, I said two pieces
of a triangle.
Yes, two.
Yeah, that there aren't keistered.
There's no. Okay, there may be a keistered piece. Maybe the Cambodia piece is keistered, and she's just holding on to it. Who knows?
Explains the shorts.
Whatever. Ooh.
Right.
Mine Scoosh. Expanded.
She's just holding it in the actual triangle.
Oh my god.
So, boom.
So she's not keistering anything. Well, she may be keistering her piece of the triangle right now, because she doesn't want them to have it yet. But
right, maybe. We don't know.
They make their way to Siberia. So Jorah Mormont is like, hum, ha ha hoo hoo hoo. And Daniel Craig is like, my boss is crazy. And she's like, I just want to see my dad again.
Like, please?
But everyone's like, he's dead. Stop it.
You can't see him again.
Find it, call it a day, and that's it. They get into the room where the triangle is supposed to be. And there's like a big, like, model thing of the solar system there. And it's showing all the planets lined up, ready to go, focusing on...
an astrolabe?
Yeah, sure. So, is that what it's called, an astrolabe?
Technically, yes.
Is it? Okay. So, the astrolabe lines up, and Lara figures out, oh my god, it's in the center. So she goes in and gets the last piece of the puzzle and passes it to Sir Jorah Mormont, and Sir Jorah Mormont puts the two pieces of the puzzle together,
Spring!
And nothing happens.
Of course not.
So then he shoots Daniel Craig, and goes, Lara Croft, figure it out. And she goes, okay, and picks up the clock, opens the clock, gets a piece inside of that, sticks it in the center of the triangle, and then fucking everyone smoked meth.
What?
Lara sees her father now. Oh. And her father's like, you gotta go stop him. And she's like, what? And he's like, you gotta go stop him. And she goes, okay. And then they're like running up a big Aztec pyramid or something. And it's like her and Sir Jorah Mormont, but like she gets to the top first and picks up the triangle. And then like the thing explodes and he goes flying in the distance like, no.
No, please.
And then her dad's like, you've been a good girl, Lara. You gotta fix things now. And she goes, okay. And then all of a sudden, she's like watching everything in reverse from the second that Sir Jorah Mormont threw a knife into Daniel Craig's face. Heart, face, heart.
Face is better.
Face, heart.
Didn't happen.
His face
didn't
is
happen
heart.
In the face.
His heart is in his face.
I now can see always remember it as face.
72 seconds.
His heart's in his face, so he threw it there.
He's Thank James
you,
Scott. Bond.
Yeah, he's James Bond. Well, he's Sir Jorah Mormont killing James Bond.
Right,
I don't know if I'd peg that. I think James Bond would kill Sir Jorah Mormont, but that's
yeah, that's
me.
Some bullshit.
Sir Jorah Mormont's a sad old man with grayscale. So,
sad.
I just want to bang that 16-year-old girl. Sir Jorah, you're like 40. Stop it.
Stop
okay?
It.
That's Wait, not
what?
Cool. Okay, so in the books, Daenerys is 14 in the first...
Oh, yeah. I was confused.
You're like a 35 to 40 year old man
like,
who wants to bang
the
a 15 year old girl
who wants to bang in this show.
Yeah, Lara Croft. No. So she's like watching it in reverse as the knife like leaves Daniel Craig's face heart and like goes backwards. So what she does is she like turns it, like she grabs it and is like really bleeding in her hand and it's aiming back at
Why
him.
Why did she just grab the hilt? Like, was she that dumb?
Well, she grabs the hilt with one hand, but since like it's time moving backwards and she's not supposed to be fucking with that, she like tries to move.
Okay, sure.
Yep. That counts as fucking with it.
Spins it.
That means
it around,
he throws it from the blade's end.
Takes her fucking twin pistols and blows the shit out of that golden pyramid. And then time goes back to normal and so Jorah Mormont gets stabbed and killed. And they leave while everything collapses around them. The end. Like, she goes back home and she's like over her dad now or some shit.
Oh.
But like, the end.
Boo.
There's a second movie. It's called The Cradle of Life. Stay tuned because I might never talk about that one. Go look it on Wikipedia.
Fuck you. It's not going to happen.
So, Scott and Rob, there were two
Scrub.
Weeks, including a Christmas in between, to play video games. What did you play last week, Scott? Or last 2 weeks, Scott?
Last 2 weeks, I finished Batman, which we will talk Woo-hoo! About in a bit.
Yes, because I did too.
All of us have, finally.
I feel like I gotta pull up my choices.
I played some Battleborn, cause, they had some sort of Christmas theme mission, I'm assuming. I forget. There was a bunch of stuff. I played, a lot of Parks and Recreation. By that I mean I've watched basically the entire series in the span of, like, a few days.
You pressed the play button. That's
some playing.
That's playing.
I got $50 to use on the PlayStation Store, which I haven't decided what I'm going to use it on yet. So please tell me what I'm going to use it on, Internet.
See, that's the difference between you and me, because I would have just blown that right away.
Gone. Well, I don't know if I want to use it on Horizon Zero Dawn or on Mass Effect Andromeda.
Fair enough. or I'll actually talk about my experience with that, but yeah.
Or something else. There's other games probably coming, like Injustice. And then played some Pokemon, left Pokemon, played some Fire Emblem, and then I caved and looked on the App Store to find a mobile game. I found the only mobile game I will ever want to play, The World Ends With You, because it's a port of my favorite DS game.
When we get there, I got some nice news for you, but keep going.
Oh, Split. God. It cost me $18. It used to cost $40, by the way. And I have played the shit out of it because I know what I'm doing and I've almost finished the game and I love it because it's one of my favorite stories about an emo kid. Basically, it's a story about this kid, minor spoilers, he gets trapped in Shibuya, basically because he's been killed and he doesn't know why he's been killed or anything like that. And he has to play this game, and survive a whole week in order to get his life back. And then he gets partnered up with random people throughout the week, and he has psychic powers, and he has to learn not to choke a bitch with force choke, and
tells someone not to choke on their aspirations.
Yeah. He's apathetic and antisocial as shit.
Shit.
Basically, he loves graffiti. He hates people. Hit me at the right time when I was a 17-year-old kid, because I hated people, and I still hate people.
Did you like graffiti?
I like art.
Okay, cool.
I like street art. When it's done with
strut.
Strut.
I like street meat. But like the New York Times has a hot dog stand downstairs. Sorry? That's street meat.
Sorry?
You and I have different definitions of street meat.
Keep going.
Let's just move along.
Keep going.
Move along.
But there are these pins, and all these pins control like your psychic powers, like pyrokinesis, ice. Slashing, moving things with your mind, creating giant, massive fucking explosions, and then you're fighting like little.
I feel like I'm listening to Saints Row 4 right
Is
now.
Is that the name of the power? It was like pyrokinesis, telekinesis, slashing, blow shit up with your fucking mind.
It's technically titled like sparks or explosions or something.
Of course.
But basically, you press on the screen, a kanji appears, and then like giant explosions appear everywhere, and you're just like blowing shit up.
I feel like it's literally the power ups you get all when you're playing Saints Row 4. Like that's what you get.
That's what it sounds like.
Fucking and you great. Can evolve these pins to get better versions of these powers. There's like Lightning Rook and there's these clothes companies, so you can have on different outfits that will alter your performance in certain areas. Like they'll make you stronger against certain enemies, make you weaker against certain enemies. There are certain pin types that have strengths and weaknesses. You can eat food to gain health and bravery and everything like that. It's a huge JRPG.
What do you eat to gain bravery? Is it like a fucking...
Dick. Boy, back to street meat again? Street meat. Some fucking boiled hot dogs.
Seriously, what do you eat to get bravery?
Drink like a milkshake. Supreme chili cheese dog.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What am I fucking saying over here?
miso ramen.
Okay.
There's... Ah, shit, what are the other ones? There's, like, fries, ice cream,
sounds like American food!
you go to, like,
one of these... soup.
Cheese dog.
You go to this ramen joint, and they're trying to figure out what to do with ramen, and it's just like, don't put a giant fish in it. He's just like, okay, I'll put a giant fish in this thing! It's like, fuck! It's delicious, but I don't want it! And then you go to, like, there's, like, a hot dog stand, there's a burger place, there's, like, a McDonald's ripoff. And they have, like, a Tower Records where you go and buy, like, the soundtrack for the game and, like, listen to it. And it has a great soundtrack. Like, it's all, like, hip-hop, like, punk, like, EDM, like, bullshit. It sounds so good whenever I play it.
Cool.
And I really want to find the soundtrack and just listen to that entirely. And then there's a good story about a gentleman who's emo, like, learning to, like, slightly not care about people less. He cares about people a little bit by the end of the game.
Okay.
Also, he comes to find out who his murderer is and debates whether to become God. I don't know if you're ever going to play this game.
That's a debate.
Probably not.
Do I become God or
not? You said JRPG, so.
It's a very in-depth game if you want to play it. There's a lot of good story elements. They had the characters come back in Kingdom Hearts Dream Dark Distance, or whatever the spinoff was of Kingdom Hearts. And I just want a second The World Ends With You, because they left it open to their interpretation of, like, what could happen. Because they set it up, basically, the game takes place in recreations of cities all over the world. So there's, like, fake Shibuya, fake Madrid, fake New York.
So when he dies in Shibuya, or when he's in Shibuya, is it real Shibuya or fake Shibuya?
He dies in real Shibuya.
Okay.
He gets put into fake Shibuya.
Okay.
And he becomes like a ghost person.
Okay.
And like, you have to partner up with someone in order not to get killed by like the monsters that are trying to kill you. And they're like reapers that are trying to hunt you down and murder you for points to extend their lifespan.
Jesus.
Very
violent place.
The motherfucking guy.
And when you enter the game, you have to submit the thing you care about most. So like, one person submits like their memories.
A
one
dog.
One person submits their identity. Oh, one person
Fluffy.
Submits their actual existence.
Okay, that kind of stuff then.
Well, yeah. That's not a sacrifice. That's murder.
There's a lot of murder in this game. Like, but they do it in like the anime-ish way. Like, so no one notices that they're killing a bunch of people.
Like, you know, they get beheaded, but you're like, cool.
Like, at one point, they say there's, like, 100... In the first week of the game, spoilers, there's multiple weeks. Basically, there's 150 people, and it works down to just being two. So, like, 140 people theoretically die.
148 people.
Yeah. Theoretically die during the course of this game. And you get to see them all. But, like, you get psychic powers, you get to fuck shit up, you get to...
Get to fuck it up!
You get to basically beat the shit out of people who look like hipsters and like drunk like Japanese frat bros. Like all the Japanese stereotypes are in this game. There's like coffee shop owner, ramen dude, businessman with secret talking to a schoolgirl,
sailor moon.
Basically everything's there. Gothic Lolita. There's a shop of clothes full of Gothic Lolita.
Oh, great.
For some reason, I'm just like, why do I want this? And it just ends up
somebody else does,
and it just ends up making me happy. Like at one point, you have to make your character wear like hot pants to get past the section. I was like, why is he wearing assless chaps or hot pants? This is stupid.
Remember when you said JRPG?
Yeah,
fucking gone.
I've been to Japan. I've seen Shibuya.
I keep coming back every now and then. Like right then, hot pants. I'm like, duh. What do you want from me?
Yeah, like most of it's in one ear, out the other, and then like some word comes through, like hot pants.
The fuck. Oh, that's right, JRPG. Miso, all right, keep going.
Miso soup.
Miso soup.
This is what I expect when I'm playing Persona 5 in like 4 months now.
Pumped.
Oh, it's all I want. I just wanna
care a little bit more because maybe it won't be as nutty as that, but it probably will be. I'm probably going, what the fuck?
I want to play as a teenager who has like social issues like I did and like learns to slightly get better like I didn't.
I'm not saying it's not, you know, it's not a fun thing to do. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I find the story good and compelling, and it's one of my favorite games of all time.
No, it's what I'm saying. Like, I don't judge you for it. Like, I don't get
it. Oh, you can judge me for it. You can judge me like you judge everything else about me.
No.
Barring Batman, did you play anything else?
Besides Batman and The World Ends With You and Battleborn, and not really. I mean, I got this game on, what, Wednesday or Tuesday? I probably sunk like 30 or 40 hours into it already.
And what are you playing it on?
I'm playing it on my iPhone.
Oh, your iPhone. Okay. I don't know if you were playing on an iPhone or like an iPad or something. Cool.
I'm playing it on my phone.
Cool.
And doing stuff and just loving this game again. And I'm glad that I own it. And if you want to spend $18 and have a good fun time in a JRPG on your iPhone, enjoy The World Ends With You. Cause I will always, vote for it.
Always.
Right. Well, Rob, your turn.
Does the world end with me now?
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, no, I still gotta go.
Oh, right.
It's a metaphor.
Oh, that's right. And then we get to talk about Batman. Batman's coming.
Batman. God, I have so much to say about Batman.
Batman!
Arguably, he already came. Like Santa Claus, he showed up, beat the shit out of some guys, and left. That's the part that's not like Santa Claus.
Right. Ho, 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 motherfucker.
Batman doesn't wait around. Batman beats the shit out of people.
Side note, I had a kid today. For those of you who haven't paid attention to like my screen name and shit, I have a big fluffy white beard, yeah. So I look like Santa. I had a kid today, like in a little stroller, just point at me and go, "Christmas!" Oh, that was fucking great.
Wait. Was that their actual voice, or is this just your amalgamation of their voice?
It was just better for me to do that because if he was like a grown man, that's essentially what he did.
He's a SpongeBob person
just
yelling
pointed
chocolate.
His finger and goes, "Christmas." It's fucking great.
And then you yelled, "No!"
It was my favorite fucking thing.
You
all
yelled, "International
season.
Sloth Day!"
For all the people, like, "Yo, anybody ever told you look like Santa?" No, never, not once, asshole.
Every time someone says that about you, I die a little bit inside. I'm just like, my you uncreative favorite. Bastard or bitch.
So two things. One, thanks for breaking me. I'm broken now. Welcome. Gotta get fixed now.
That broke you? You broke it.
I knew it would. I saved it, but I didn't know when I was going to drop it.
No. We've all said equally horrible things on this podcast at one point or another, and that's the shit that broke you.
Just this
it's
time.
Some little kid in just a stroller yelling, Christmas! Two, it's because of the fact that he didn't say that you looked like Santa Claus, just that you are the embodiment of Christmas. You, the person who is the angriest in this group, is the embodiment of Christmas.
It's weird that I'm the nicest one, the three of us, and I'm a misanthrope.
Oh man. Okay. Back to normal. All right. We'll figure it out.
No, wait. Also, Santa Claus is a perpetuation by the Coca-Cola Company people.
Yeah, he grew up great in the 20s, yeah.
Fuck. Oh,
anyway.
Christ.
Oh, anyway, Christmas.
There's a lot of laughs in this episode. You can tell we haven't seen each other for a while.
Actually, maybe he was calling you Santa Claus. Maybe he just forgot the father part of that.
Right, like the other part.
Yeah, you know.
The other thing about that kid is, like, within, like, 3 seconds after that, he's probably, like, 2.5. He fucking bolted. Like, just.
Oh, was he the one with, like, his mom or something?
Yep, yeah, I saw that kid today.
Bolted. It was great. I was like, shit. Oh, wait here. Anyway.
The kid thought he'd travel back in time.
So.
Like, he sliders.
Quote his mother, that's why I wear sneakers.
Yep.
Anyway, back to you.
Fucking great. Christmas.
Yeah, we did. Hi.
So. What did I play that last week, Connor? Last 2 weeks. Shit.
I don't know, man. You beat Batman. So.
I beat Batman. That happened. We're going to talk about that. It's coming, folks.
Did
it's coming.
You die in less than 7 days?
No. I'll be honest. I haven't played that in a little while because... And I don't keep up with it as close to see if it has updated on the console. But at this point, I need an update. Like, I'm bored. Give me an update.
Did you fall from a tit, Ann?
No, actually, didn't play. And I think you're going to be the same way. I don't think either of us played any of the double XP weekend that happened, what, 2 weekends ago now?
Yeah.
Didn't even touch it. Didn't even do it. Wanted to, but just didn't work out. I did stumble across something. It's another one of those things where I realized the other day I have lucked out with early access fucking potential garbage games where I have got more than my money's worth out of it incredibly quickly.
Before the game even got physically released?
No, like just like so 7 Days to Die is an early access game. It's still in alpha. And paid $30 for it.
Can't wait for it to get to Omega.
All the way to Omega.
I'm sorry, that's the only joke that I can make there.
you had another option.
It was beta.
It was nothing. You could have shut up. That was the other option.
Look, we all have bad jokes we need to get out occasionally.
That's fair. That's right. I'm just saying, I don't want you to feel like you had no option. I don't want you to feel like you were backed into a corner and it was fight or flight. It was actually shut the fuck up or make that bad joke.
That is fight or flight for me.
It's better he made it now.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. So, I didn't play, so I have about, I think at this point, almost like 400 hours in 7 Days to Die, which I think some of that might be like the game being in the menu part, but I'm not going to argue. Like still, I got a lot of hours out of that game.
Sometimes people get high and they pause the video game for 2 hours.
Do some shit.
Yeah, for 2 hours.
It's fine.
Oh shit, that's still on. Oh my God, I'm in the middle of a fight.
Sweet, let's do this. Fuck.
That's literally happened to me.
Yep, it's great. But I stumbled across another $30 early access game. I found it actually from the same person that got me to want to buy and play 7 Days to Die. It was a streamer.
The Achievement Hunters?
No. Dude called Not Immersed. Don't know why. He's got a nice, great big beard. I think that might have been like, oh, I watched a little bit of that, and he was playing 7 Days to Die.
I sympathize with this gentleman.
I sympathize with this man. So he was playing 7 Days to Die, and like the way he played, I really liked it. Like he played it like permadeath, like we go, he challenge runs and things like that, and I enjoyed like seeing what that game could do, and I was like, all right, let me play this a little bit, and you know, 400 hours later. But then he was playing another game, another alpha game, early access game, got an alpha 15 update, and he started to play it one day, and I was like, fuck, this game looks goddamn awesome. Like this tweaks out my micromanagement needs. It's called RimWorld. Either of you played or seen Prison Architect?
Yes.
No.
From what I've been told,
I watched some of you watch it earlier, so
you have an idea. So you've seen what it looks like. So for those of you who have played or want to know a little bit more, fucking go look at RimWorld, but also Prison Architect. It's basically a big fucking ripoff of a lot of it. It looks very similar, top down view, micromanagement things to do. The premise is you crash land on a planet that's set in a universe that's, similar to the Firefly universe, as they say, which I'm like, all right, the means your jokes are probably going to be funny. I'll like them. It'll be great.
And someone will randomly start shouting out Japanese slurs, and you're going to go, what the fuck are you talking about?
What just happened? Are they Japanese or Chinese? It's Chinese.
Okay. Yeah. Because Joss Whedon believed that Mandarin would become the predominant language by that time in the world.
Most likely.
Which he's probably right.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
I don't know that he's wrong. Yeah. But, so what happens is the premise is you crash land on a planet, and the goal, no matter what you choose as far as the setup for the game, the goal is to build a ship, get off the planet, go back home. So you start the game where you pick your scenario. The scenarios are three colonists crash land with, you know, just moderate supplies. You start with some things like with that scenario starts with a hunting rifle and a pistol and a knife, and like that's what you get, and some other fucking supplies you get automatically, and boom, some food, shit, have fun. The other scenario is a rich person. It's one colonist that you start with, and he's got a bunch of fucking money, so it's easy to trade for things that you need, so you don't have to necessarily focus on, like, you can either focus on growing food and buy everything else you need for a little while, or do whatever you want, so you can play it a little different way. Then there's one where it's five tribesmen where you didn't crash land, but you're on the planet and some big giant bug people came down and murdered you. And you were the five that survived. And there's challenges based on that. Like you train slower because you're some fucking, you know, dirty savage. You know. So, then from there you pick the way you want to play the game. Whether you want to play where it's essentially set up where you pick a storyteller and the events that happen in the game, like the things that'll challenge you and like fuck with your day, murder your entire colony for fun. Just for fun, you pick like the way that that'll happen. Like the normal way would be just simply picking where the events are, at a steady interval and increasingly raising in their difficulty. One where it's just kind of relaxed. Like things are going to happen based on everything's based on as far as the events that happen, especially the raids are based on how your overall wealth, essentially the value of your colony, will mean how much fucking it's going to hurt when you get raided. But you get to pick that where it's just, you know, relaxed. It's nice and easy. Things happen, but you'll probably be okay. Mostly not. That's usually where I play and I get murdered a lot. And then the other one is just, it's basically fuck you. It's like shit's going to happen whenever the fuck we want it to happen. And it's not going to be great anytime it happens.
And you can't do a thing like, about
just,
it.
Just fucking hang on for the ride.
You just described life.
And that's what's kind of cool about it. And then after that, you roll for your colonists. They have different attributes, different things that they'll do, different things they won't do, different personality traits. Like some of my favorite are like the psychopaths, or the cannibals. Perfectly fine just eating people.
Of course.
It's a great way to fucking survive. If I can just kill anybody that comes, any traders that come by, I don't gotta fucking spend money. I'm just gonna murder you. And then I'm gonna take your shit and eat you. Cause I'm a cannibal. Fuck you. It's great. You know,
that's not how Hannibal Lecter works.
Like, you can't even. Connor just pulled up the mic. He's like, I got nothing to say.
I got nothing. Some people's hungry.
Remind me if we ever end up in a post-apocalyptic, like, Last of Us situation, never go near him.
I don't want to, like, this game is, like, ridiculously.
I want to be on his side.
Yeah, like, come
on. I mean, I
want to
be on his side.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to die.
Like, I don't want to be the one. I'm just saying, he's going to eat you before he eats me. You have more.
I'm not saying I'm a cannibal. I just understand the plight of the situation.
You have cannibalistic urges.
No.
Like, everyone has murderous impulses.
Call it respect.
Yes, you too want to absorb the powers of your enemies.
As you can see from this chart, much like the old Aztecs, we eat hearts. It's not anything weird. It's just for life sustenance. It's a pray for the sun god.
Yeah. It's just what it is.
I don't know why I did that voice.
Praise the sun.
Praise the sun. I can explain, like, this game is incredibly ridiculous as far as the level at which you can really get into the intricacies of it. Like, I was talking with a friend of mine that we've talked about before, Chuck. He has played Prison Architect, and we were I was telling him all about the little things that you can do, like going over, and everything seemed like lined up directly with Prison Architect as far as like the things that you'd have to do, the management you have to do, and those things like building and everything like that. But the one thing that was different, and like one of those elements that like this game is ridiculous, is I have to manage temperature. Like, I have to freeze food in order to make it not go away. Heat waves fuck my day. My colonists have a particular temperature that they like to live in, and otherwise they're assholes.
Yeah.
I have to deal with their needs. Like, if they have a personality trait of being greedy or being jealous, they're pissed off if they don't have a better bedroom. And so I want to fucking put them in a hole or make them sleep outside. Cause fuck you, you bastard.
You're gonna sleep in the hole.
You fucking upset? Get in the hole. But if I don't do that, then they fucking break. Like, they have a mental break and they start fucking doing crazy shit, like stabbing people or burning the place down.
That's like in SimCity when, like, oh, randomly a meteor just landed. But, like, this person's just like, oh, that person's fucking crazy.
Right. It's fantastic.
So how many jobs are in RimWorld? I'm sorry. That was a bad joke.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's good. So I will explain this, though, like, to sort of highlight the point. Like, there are tasks that the colonists will do. So when you roll for a colonist, like, there's two things that I fucking hate. Being a pyromaniac. Because just means you're just gonna light shit on fire. That's very annoying.
Like, that's a character trait some of these assholes have. Yeah. That's fucking stupid.
Here's the best part. There is, more often than not, if you roll a pyromaniac, you will also roll that same character who won't put fires out.
I just like watching it.
As far as the...
It's not sexual or anything. It's just I like watching fire and touching myself.
One of the menus you go through, like, you set their priorities of, like, jobs they'll do. Number one on the list, the number one thing that thing fucking ticks through and checks to do. Like, you have a priority, like, 1 through 4.
Have I burned anything today?
Number one is firefighter.
Nope, because I haven't.
If I can't put anything in that, you're getting out, you're not coming with me. Like, fuck you. You don't deserve to be on the ship, even if it does crash land. Fuck you. Why would you not put fire out? I don't care if it's scary. It's gonna burn your house
down.
Well,
he's a firefighter. He just keeps punching at it, but it doesn't work.
Why would I put it out?
Why would I put it out?
I don't understand.
This is for warmth and sustenance in the vacuum of space. It's cold out there. We need fire. The fire is our lord.
There's been some...
I don't know why I'm doing voices tonight.
There's been some great fucking colonists with, like, fucking level 15 growing that will grow like crack if I want them to. Just
and
for
some
fun.
Some asshole with,
but
like,
he won't put fucking fires out. I'm
some
like,
level
no.
2 fire pyromaniacs just like, fuck it all.
Burn!
And Alfred Pennyworth comes on, another butler, and goes, some men just want to watch the world burn, Master Bruce. That man right there.
Him.
His name's Jeff. This guy's an asshole.
Secretly, I wish it was like Tiny God, where you could just like pick him up with like 2 giant fingers from the sky and fucking throw him into a volcano. Like,
what's that fucking
you
game
want
that you
fire?
Can do?
Burn, asshole.
Well, here's the part that this Pocket God, you're right. That was that game. Yep, it was fucking great. The game was basically crush people. Yep. Just do it. Just find ways to
flick him into a volcano. Good luck. Goodbye.
So the one thing that this alpha update added that actually does allow you to do this in some extent is the ability to, before you had your colony, you set it up, you couldn't move. The only way to move around the map, like once you picked your location, the only way to move was to build the ship and leave. That was it.
Okay.
Like that ended, like essentially end game. Now, And with that, like, you still got the traders that come in, but they only came to you. Like, you didn't have a lot of control over that. Now what you can do is you have the option to pick up your whole fucking colony and move if you want to, or send out a group of people to go trade. Or if you get somebody who's like a psychopath pyromaniac, you can strip them down, give them nothing, and fucking send them off. Knowing that, like, you can send them in the direction of an enemy camp and be like, see you later. Have fun.
Interesting.
It doesn't, now, depending on how long they've been there, or like if they have connections with other people, it becomes more difficult because people will get sad. You know, when people die.
Yeah. Or whatever. Sometimes.
So, you know, it's a thing. No, it's a good fucking game. But like I was saying, like getting my money's worth out of it. First night I played it, I probably downloaded it. Like I was like, fine, I'll fucking do it. Downloaded it at like 5:30 p.m.
Oh, this is the part. This is my favorite part from everything you told me about this game.
Best. The best. So downloaded it at like 5:30, had some dinner, probably started playing it at 6:30 p.m.
When'd you stop, Rob?
At 7 a.m., I went out loud. I went, you have to fucking go to bed. You work in fucking 6 hours. It was bad. Yeah. It was real bad. Yeah. It was a long day.
So then?
No, it's a great game. Wait, what then? What else there was that story?
I thought you stayed up again for like a super absolutely long night too.
The next night I did almost the exact same thing, yeah, but I was like you're killing me. Yeah. You're killing me.
You said that out loud to yourself again? Yeah. Yep. You're killing me, buddy. You're
killing me. But I don't know, man. Like, it's just fun to play. I'll tell you, I started a new colony a couple days ago, but I haven't been able to play, recently. I started turning on permadeath, so it only saves when I quit to menu. That's the only time I get to save. I can't go back and load a save in the middle of like the game if like something happens that I don't like.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go back. All like right. I, cause in order to go back, I gotta quit. And then I just saved. So whoever just fucking got murdered by an angry rhino, still dead. Still dead.
Fuck that angry.
And then once everybody's dead, that's it. Spook.
Once everybody's dead, they're dead.
It's no more.
They can't be more dead than
that. Permadeath, motherfucker. But, I'm excited to get back and play a little more. I'm excited to play a little bit of the different modes. I did my last little run is with three colonists to see, you know, see if I could perfect it.
Yeah.
And now we're gonna have fun. It's a fun little game. Played it a lot. It's a problem. But my little lab, it's a Mac PC. It's a computer based game. Master Race. I literally downloaded it to see if it would actually play on this machine. It does fine. I mean, sometimes she gets a little mad at me because she's hot, but she's just fine. She's just fine.
Girl, you hot. You hot, cool girl. Down.
Other than that, I didn't really do too much else. Watched a bunch more TNG. Haven't watched in a little while, Martian and Interstellar at one point. Good fucking movies. Really enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Matt Damon is a crazy motherfucker.
And Jessica Chastain is also in both of those movies.
Yeah, both of those movies. That was really weird for me. I'm sitting there watching it going, holy shit, she's in this movie again.
Crazy.
Like I was like going through the movie and I'm like, fuck, she's coming up. Damn. Is she hot?
She's a very popular actress right now.
The only problem with that is that at one point in the movie, she's like 11, and that makes me feel bad about thinking she's hot. I'm like, no, that's gross.
Her character's 11, Rob. Age is just a number. I get older, they stay the same age. All right, all right, all right.
Wow.
And McConaughey.
Wow.
May you all find love and happiness.
I did it.
Yep, you're true. You're true.
I'm going to put my bongos naked out on my porch right now. See you guys in a bit. Wait, you tell me I can't do that? Oh man.
God damn it. Other than that, I didn't play too much else. I actually did find a mobile game that, has caught my attention for a little bit. It's a game called Letterpress.
Heard of it.
Yeah, it's interesting. You essentially have a, how many by how many?
Bing by boom?
Four, five. You have a 5x5 square with letters in it, and you have to make words from those letters. As you make words, you claim those letters in your color. And the goal is to claim all of the tiles, all of the letters. And once you do, the person who has the most tiles wins. Math. I guess it's not a 5x5 because that wouldn't be, well, no, it would be 25. So yeah, you can't have a tie. There's no tie.
Math.
It's a good little game. It's not bad. Gets the brain working. I don't mind it. But, other than that, didn't do too much else. Went and saw Rogue One. Great little movie. Without any spoilers, I will say this. My only critique of the movie, and it's a funny critique because I'm going to say this, the CGI was fucking amazing. For what you see, it's fucking amazing.
You talking Tarkin?
Yep. And okay. Even at the end too, the end was a little worse. Like you should have spent a few more dollars.
She was fast too.
Yeah. But my only problem was, and it's going to sound ridiculous when I say it, again, the CGI was awesome. It was terrible because you can tell we're right there. We're right there. We're next to a human being. You won't be able to tell the difference. We're right fucking there.
I mean, I could tell the difference.
Oh, but we're not
that's
there
the, that's
yet.
That's the thing. That's what he's saying.
That,
yeah.
We're not there yet. That's the part that was like, oh, every time so I, fucking close.
Every time I saw his face, I was like, you're not real.
Oh, there was one moment that really pissed me off where, like, it was a shot on him. It was a long shot. It was going to end the scene. He's staring off into the distance, and I'm like, blink! Fucking blink!
To be fair, the original actor did not blink as well.
Blink just once! That's my only thing.
All
right. It's, like I said, it sounds ridiculous, but it was so good, you can tell we're right.
Very close.
We're right there.
It's not there yet, though.
The one thing I said, give me that fucking CGI. Give me that character creation in a fucking video game,
oh my God,
and I will shit fucking $60 to you.
What? Uncharted 4, that's all I'm going to say.
All right. I was gonna say, fair enough. Sir, let Connor have the floor.
Yes, fair enough. Fair enough.
And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, but...
That's all I got then, so cool. Whip your dick out.
I, too, went to see Rogue One.
Yeah.
The last 5 minutes of that movie were a horror movie on its own, and it was the best use of the Force that I've seen in any Star Wars movie.
Absolutely.
It was horrifying.
Awesome.
Horrifying, but awesome.
You say horrifying, I say delightful.
It was really great.
That's what I mean.
Because if you were in that hallway, spoilers, there's a hallway involved.
On fire!
you would just be very angry as the certain person who's there.
Yes.
Be like, why do I have to deal with these people? God.
Now I know why he's so mad in the beginning of the movie that takes place immediately after that movie. So anyway, the other movie things that I watched Suicide Squad for the first time. I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 10. And what I'm gonna say about it is,
did you not say you watched it three times?
I watched it three times. Two times. I watched the animated Suicide Squad movie, which is significantly better. Assault on Arkham. Oh my God, a lot better.
The one with Troy Baker.
Yeah, you got
Joker,
it.
Yeah.
The movie itself, as a DC fan, wasn't too bad. Like, a lot of things went on. You got characters you finally got to see for the first time. Like, Killer Croc, pretty good Waylon Jones. I will argue that Margot Robbie did play an okay Harley Quinn. I think that Will Smith did amazing as Deadshot. That's the Deadshot I want forever now. What I will also say, though, is that whoever wrote Harley Quinn went to Hot Topic and had to write the whole fucking script from a Hot Topic in a mall.
Yep, it was really bad.
Normal's a setting on the dryer. You didn't just say that out loud. We're the bad guys. It's what we do. Are you fucking serious?
Harley is actually smart. I just want to point that out.
She's smart as fuck, too. That's the thing. But everything she said on that, I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, my God. And then my least favorite thing, too, was she says Normal is a setting on the dryer. 15 minutes later in the movie, there is literally a scene where she is hitting the normal button on a dryer. And I went, fuck you.
They did 10 to 15 minutes to set up a joke, yes.
Yep.
I thought your problems were going to be with the underdeveloped other characters.
There were a lot of underdeveloped other characters. My favorite was Slipknot, the man who can climb anything. I went, oh, he's going to die. As soon as they said his name, I went, oh, he's going to die.
He did.
Out loud. And then 15 minutes later, his head exploded. And I went, yep.
Not the man who punches women in the face.
That too. She had a mouth. Fuck. This is writing? Are you kidding me? Suicide Squad. Go watch it.
Or no. More really your choice.
4 out of 10? I'm not going to rush.
What do you give Batman versus Superman?
Because I'm more of a fan of the two of those characters. 7 out of 10.
Mm. That's generous.
I know it's generous.
That is generous, but I appreciate that.
The fight scene was on this past week, and I still got sick watching the fight scene from Batman versus Superman. Is a very claustrophobic and not good scene.
There's a couple points in that where you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
I think my favorite part of that movie is when she trips and falls in the water. Every time it makes me laugh.
Lois? Yeah.
Every time. I'm like, you're gonna... Yep, you did. You're fucking dumb.
Oh, man. There were a couple of funny points in Suicide Squad, like the fucking random cans of beer that Captain Boomerang would just appear with. Like, all right, move out in 10 minutes. It cuts to, like, him walking by Captain Boomerang. Captain Boomerang's just, like, drinking one. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's Australian.
He bails from the bar with, like, three bottles and just, like, peace. So ridiculous.
And then he saves the day.
Yep, he did. Kinda.
Here yeah. I come to wreck the day.
I watched a little bit of Stargate.
Yeah? Where are you? Season 2?
I'm still in season 2. Like, when I say I watched a little bit of Stargate, like, I took 5 days off, and I was like, meh. I watched a lot of stand-up. Robbie made a joke earlier about Scott being Jewish, and it just reminded me of a John Mulaney joke where it's like, yeah, she's Jewish, right? So, you know, she can't really close her eyes or daydream because someone's out to get them. You know, they gotta watch out.
I want to point out that I did not make a joke about Scott being Jewish.
Did. You
this
did.
Is, this,
you
is why, this is why about... Scott really helps me out. Scott made the fucking joke.
I make the easiest joke for you so you don't have to try to make a hard joke and stress yourself out.
I mean, I appreciate you for that. That's really... It's good for me at the end of the day. Like, that helps my brain.
So I'm in season 2. I just finished episode 9, I think. And I think there's 22 episodes this season. So I'm like right about halfway through season 2. There's 10 seasons, though. So I got to get my ass going. Yeah. I know they'll get better. I'll get funnier.
Yeah.
To the games. Let's start with the game we could talk about the most.
Woohoo!
Batman!
Woo!
So I finished Batman. Went through episodes 3 through 5.
Woo!
Suey.
Yep.
All right, so.
Hell of a journey.
Where should we begin?
I don't know. I have a question for you because you asked me about it.
Please go ahead.
Did your Alfred ever get kidnapped?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I told you. I was like, no, that's right. It happens later.
Yes.
Wait, your Alfred's got kidnapped?
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Your Alfred did not get kidnapped as well?
He got kidnapped.
Not right away. Yeah. Not by Dent, but
by Lady Arkham.
Yes.
He doesn't get kidnapped.
Mine did not get kidnapped by Dent, but by Lady Arkham.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Anyway. So, yes.
Oh, by the way, everybody, if you haven't played the game, spoilers.
The Joker.
The entire game. We're going to spoil.
I'm going to refer to him as the Joker not John Doe because in the post game, what did you do kind of things, it kept referring to him as the Joker. And I was like, yes, this the Joker. Okay. Yeah. So, the Joker. By the way. P.S. See you next season. I'm the Joker in a bar. What's good?
Right?
Oh, I'm Brucey boy. Woohoo!
Except he's not wearing a purple suit. That's the only thing that made me
not yet.
Angry.
Not yet. He's got to go buy it. Like, come on.
I want him wearing a purple suit because that's the only way that Joker should look.
He's got to thieve and, you know, burgle he can buy his
suit. Correcting myself. There are two ways the Joker should look. One. Three ways. Purple suit. The Christmas sweater from the episode where he ransoms Gotham and he just holds TV hostage. Three. Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker, where he's just in that full black spandex suit.
Not mechanic one from Death in the Family, or Death of the Family, sorry.
No.
No?
No. Not the mechanic from Death of the Family. Also not...
Not white suit from Return?
Not Return or Endgame, where he's wearing the black suit with the purple cravat.
Okay. Okay.
There are three uniforms that he can wear. All of them are equally Joker-esque.
What about the outfit from Killing Joke. The Hawaiian shirt.
It never did anything for me. Christmas sweater episode where he has all the police like hogtied and he like takes over like public access TV.
When does he not have the police hogtied? Am I right?
True.
That's really my seminal like Joker wearing a weird funny outfit. There's that and the one where he wears the Santa outfit.
All right. Okay, so I bang the shit out of Selena.
Right?
I, to use a phrase we used earlier, dicked her.
Dicked her real good. Dicked her hard? Hard dickin'?
Hard dickin'.
I didn't.
It was a hard dickin'. At least I think it was a hard dickin'. They cut most of that out.
Right.
So anyway,
yeah,
we woke up the next morning from the hard dickin', and then Harvey came over, and I went, hey, Harvey.
What?
And then we beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, I didn't do that. There was no beating the shit out of Harvey. You did, though. I appreciate
that.
Did
you? No, so I did not, as you so eloquently put it.
Fuck you guys.
He didn't. What a little bitch.
I didn't dick Selena.
Remember, he's a little bitch.
I forgot about that.
That was the part you weren't listening at that point.
Because I was still Harvey's good friend. I'm still Harvey's good friend because I had him seek medical help at the end of the game. And then I decided.
So did I, but he was still an asshole.
Yeah, he was still an asshole regardless.
I tried to talk him down off the ledge in episode 5.
I talked him down as Bruce as well. Yeah. Yes.
He came to me, and he's just like, what's going on? I'm just like, nothing happened. Literally nothing. I want to say stuff happened, but nothing happened because I respect you as a friend and an adult. And then he starts getting really two-faced. And like, starts grabbing knives and start trying to cut people.
Yeah, that's why I beat the shit out of him.
I tried
because he was starting to threaten me, and I went, "Yeah, I fucked your girl. What do you want to do about it?" And he was like, "I want to kill you." And I went, "No, you don't."
I gently moved out of the way until he tired himself out like a cat. Harvey, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
I didn't have sex with her. I could have, but I didn't.
I did not have sex with that woman.
I porked the cat.
I slept on the couch awkwardly.
Wow.
And after that,
what else?
After that, I kicked the shit out of Harvey Dent. Like he You're showed up. He went, "What happened? I'm the worst Bruce Wayne. I'm the darkest timeline Bruce Wayne." No, by this point, Harvey was fucking out of his mind, and I went, "I don't give a fuck anymore." So I beat the dicks
Harvey
out of him.
Harvey wasn't completely out of his mind at that point.
Yeah,
Harvey,
when I told him that I put my penis inside of his lady friend, he went real mad.
He was already being a little bitch in my game, I wasn't like an asshole, but I was just like, honest. And then he fucking freaked out.
He blew up a city block the day before. Or something.
No, that's the next episode.
Okay, whatever.
That's the next episode, but still, like, he was on his
path. Yeah, it wasn't until that one I was like, what the fuck, Harvey?
Yeah, I kicked the shit out of him. I was like, I'm not dealing with your shit.
You can't do that.
Asshole.
And he's like, oh, yeah, well, the mayor, I just did. And you're like, fuck you, dude.
That doesn't mean you can. Like,
but you shouldn't. Harvey, this is not the way to do things. I'm saying that as Batman. I legitimately beat people up to do things.
So at the end of episode 4, I went after the Penguin. What'd you guys do?
Penguin.
Okay, cool.
What was the other choice?
It was Penguin or Two-Face.
It was Penguin or let Two-Face attempt to burn down your house.
Yes. And if you make it there, you don't burn your house down, but you also get your tech breaking. Broke. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got what I'm saying. I love that the scenes after Alfred gets kidnapped, too. He's just like, gotta calm down. Alfred was kidnapped. Gotta chill out. And then you just like take control and you're like, all right, let's look at everything. Chill out, Bruce.
Well, if Alfred's taken, you'd all freak out.
The weird catacomb-ass trap.
The torture murder room? We're not going to talk about the torture murder room?
Oh, boy, the torture murder room. Holy shit.
The torture fucking murder room.
Not only did I land down there and find 3 blood-stained belts, but there's little kid drawings everywhere like, help me, I'm Vicky Vale.
So also, fucking creepy.
I think they forgot that they had us choose the bat tech color until the 5th episode. Where they're like, the crayon's the actual color of my bat tech. I'm just like, oh yeah, I chose the bat tech color. Does that mean it would have been purple? Alfred would have written in purple if I had chosen purple?
Interesting.
Yeah. Or did he write red? Red if you chose red?
Yeah, I picked red. He wrote red. Yeah, absolutely. They did other things. Like it was very subtle. There were other places where it was red. Your bat computer, what color?
Blue.
Red.
Yeah.
So like there were places where it was there, but was the one.
The little symbol when you're linking clues, was it blue for you or was it red? It was blue for me.
Red.
Blue for you?
Yeah.
Wow, fuck, that is it too.
Red. So blue. But the one where you're just like,
are the holograms blue or are they red for you?
Like, that mattered. Yeah. Holograms?
Yeah. What color?
Most likely red for you.
What holograms?
When he recreates scenes. When they do the video playback of, like, someone getting stabbed.
Or say he's, you know, like, planning out his attack.
Yeah, red.
Red, okay, yeah.
Red.
Okay.
But that
was
you're right.
It was well integrated into the game, and I just never noticed.
No, but the thing is like that part made sense to me. That part was like, yeah, that's what should happen because that's the bat tech. That's me using the bat tech. It was that's not necessarily like the bat tech related. That is you picked that element, but they finally added that little piece in there. Like it would have been purple. Yours was blue. Mine was red crayon that she wrote in. Like it was that decision was made there. Like. The minute you started the game.
I realized it wasn't a color, but I wanted to imagine Batman had chosen black and, like, Alfred had to draw in black crayon.
Motherfucker!
I can't see this shit!
No one can! I wrote in my game journal all this shit, but, like, the end eventually, like, did you guys take your mask off for Lady Arkham?
Oh, yeah. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, me too.
You're gonna die probably. Shink.
No.
You just tried to kick her ass.
So I actually read online what happens if you don't. Now,
I don't think I did.
So Lady Arkham is threatening Alfred at the very end of the game, and she goes like, reveal yourself, Batman, or like, I'm going to kill this guy. So of course I pull out my mask and she's like, you can't be Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne's fucking an asshole and you're a good guy.
Which I like that it throws her off her game.
I did not take my mask off.
So Alfred lost an eyeball for you, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, we lost a piece of our ear and Alfred lost an eyeball for you.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know that he lost the eyeball.
Well, he lost an eye.
He's blind at this point in time. Wayne Tech can probably make a cybernetic eye.
Right, like, as far as
it looks
like,
gonna be a cyborg!
As far as it looks like, I'm not saying the eye's gone. I don't know what he can see, like, I don't know, like, it's in healing at the moment.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Because fuck her.
I took off my mask and I was like, fuck you, Vicky, and she's like, no! And I'm like, no,
seriously.
Sit down, crazy.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, I didn't take my mask off, because fuck her. And I'm Batman.
She got crushed by the rubble, what do you think?
Nobody gets to know.
Alive, dead.
She'll probably come back.
Go ahead. There's gonna be... It'll be like a little tease at the end of season 3. They'll be like, oh my god, Vicky, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, you're probably right about that.
You know what I mean?
Like, it will just be Joe and Arkham. Like, Harley's gonna, be doing his intake, and he'll introduce her to the orderly. And
or she'll be,
Vicky.
Like, one of those little side things that you do in, like, episode 4 that, like, ties in another character real quick, but then...
Find the body of Vicky Vale.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Cool.
We'll see.
Cool.
I don't think she's dead.
I love that, like, I saved Jack
Ryder's...
Nobody,
no crime, Sean.
I saved Jack Ryder's life, and he's just like, thank you so much, Bruce Wayne.
Right?
I'm going to talk all the good things
all
about you.
All the things good.
I'm like, you got it, Jack Ryder.
Thanks, brother.
You man.
Thanks
so
for having
me,
brother.
So at one point, I was late on, like, the button reactions, like, after you go visit Harvey, see Harvey, and, like, stop him. And, like, the Children of Arkham guy breaks loose. I was late on the command, and he got shot to shit. Did he get shot to shit in your games, or did you take him down?
I don't know. I don't necessarily remember the moment.
I don't remember the exact moment. Yeah. Like, which point?
Basically, Harvey's walking out, and then the Children of Arkham guy breaks loose, and you have, like, a little quick time event. I missed that quick time event because I was running to get, like, food from my fridge. And, like, basically...
Oh, no, yeah. He's fucking dead. Yeah.
He's dead. I think no matter what happens, he's dead.
Okay. He gets shot to shit. I'm making sure.
Because I think it was one of those ones where you have to move your cursor over to the circle and hit the right trigger button, and then, like, there's no way you can get there in fucking time. He just blows that guy away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was, like, dead. Whatever.
Oh boy.
The very end, when you go to Jim Gordon's, like, you know, commissioning ceremony, whatever the fuck it is.
When he becomes Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, yes. But he was commissioned as commissioner.
I like how they didn't care. They have, like, the commissioner die at the beginning of episode 5.
Yeah, right.
I didn't care.
He was commissioned as the commissioner at the commissioning.
Oh, fuck. You did it. All the different
words
versions.
Splink.
So, yeah, did you guys go with Batman or Bruce?
Bruce.
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 What happens if you go as Batman?
I have no idea.
Wait.
I looked it up, but I forget exactly what it said.
What does it say?
It's just Batman, I
really think I
went
as Bruce. But
when I went as
remember.
Bruce, I also said that I was going to fix up Arkham Asylum. I don't know what you guys said.
I said give the cops Wayne Tech.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I said give the cop Wayne Tech. I went as Bruce.
Whatever.
Yep.
Plus, that way I'll be able to hack into their shit. Look, people are going to break out of Arkham either way. I don't want it to look bad on Bruce's image.
Yeah, like, it's fucking Batman. People are breaking out of Arkham. Why waste the money?
Yeah, basically, if you say you're going to build up Arkham, he goes, I'm going to stop building this dumbass thing in front of my house and just pimp out Arkham.
Right.
You're like, oh, okay, that kind of makes sense.
It's still going to be Arkham. Strange is probably going to be there and fuck shit up.
Uh-huh, yes, Batman. I know who you are. Okay, let's see.
What else?
If the player goes as Batman...
Batman will talk to Gordon in an alleyway and express his support towards Gordon, the Gotham Police Department, and Gotham City. And is able to tell Gordon to give a message to the people of Gotham from the Batman.
An assassin,
it's not Batman at the podium.
An assassin drives his truck through the crowd to attempt to kill Gordon, but the Batman saves Gordon and stops the assassin, who is then arrested by the police... Yeah.
So same basic thing happens. Bruce doesn't knock the fuck around as Bruce.
Basically, right. You don't have to fuck around as Bruce, and Gordon goes up and it's basically like, I got a note from the Batman, and it said to stay safe, Gotham, because I'm kicking bad guys' asses out here.
Also, hi, Harv.
Fuck
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Also, hi, Harv. Fuck you. All right. So the other game I played was Telltale. And we just talked about that one. No, Naughty Dog's Uncharted 4. Rob, this game had CGI that was on par with Tarkin's face, if not better.
Okay.
Like,
better than Tarkin's face.
Well, I would imagine, here's the thing, I would imagine
the game
it literally started on par.
I'm watching a movie.
Well, I would tell you that it probably was on par because you never saw it against an actual human.
True.
you saw it against other not real humans.
Yeah.
So it looked fucking amazing, I'm sure.
But I'm playing it and it's fucking the game starts, you kind of like on a boat and it starts panning around and you see Drake's face and I'm
in
like
a storm.
I'm fucking playing a movie. This is incredible.
Right.
Awesome. So good.
Did you run the boat into the rocks like I did at the beginning?
No.
No, I got the hang of it really quick.
I did not, so I ran a boat into the rocks.
The whole ramming the other boats thing, I was like, you want me to do what? No, I'm just going to keep driving around these motherfuckers. I rammed like a couple of them, and the rest I just couldn't get, so it was a time. But wow, what a fucking good game. I beat it yesterday.
And you played the epilogue?
I played the epilogue as Cassie, yes. And I don't want to spoil too much about this game yet because A, I still want Rob to play, and B...
Did you play Circle of Life when you got to Madagascar and were driving through the Serengeti or whatever?
Do not fucking let him spoil this game.
I don't think I did. And if I could, then I don't know, whatever.
You can't, but it's just a fun thing to do, like play the Lion King song.
Basically, the game is about like searching for this ancient pirate treasure. That is not much of a spoiler.
It's Uncharted. You've ruined the game.
I'm so sorry, Rob. Whatever are you going to do? You want to get some things that you do in this game, Rob? Take a wild stab at a couple of them.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I look for a treasure.
Yep.
I'm going to also say that for whatever reason, I have an uncomfortable ability to shoot many guns mm-hmm. and kill fucking everyone.
Everyone, yes.
And I miraculously don't die ever.
Okay.
To be fair, he's not missing, cool with it in this game.
You're missing the fourth thing, too.
Parkour.
Yes. You climb anything with handholds.
Parkour.
Yep. Most things with handholds.
Right.
There's a couple walls where you're like, I'm going to climb up this thing, and Drake does this weird, like, you're like, oh, I can't climb up this thing.
Shimmy, shimmy, shake.
Like, he jumps and it's like... like he's, like, trying to skitter up the wall.
It's like, oh, so no.
No.
Yeah. Right, this is Uncharted, not Spider-Man.
Yeah, you climb a lot of things, you kill a lot of things. He is less cool with it than he used to be. I've been telling a lot of people this. He's obsessed with the view. Wow. Great view. Wow. That's a beautiful view. Wow. To the point where he gets other people in the game to say the same thing. Elena at one point goes, that's a beautiful view. And Drake goes, I know, right? And in my head, I went, shut up!
I have a problem with sightseeing, I guess.
No, I love sightseeing, but like, what, am I trying to kill everybody? And it's like...
He's not sightseeing while he's shooting people. He's sightseeing after he finishes shooting people.
I know.
I'm but disappointed that you time. Didn't say this one out loud. Like, shut up! Just in your room, just like, fucking Christ!
There was one of the times when he got let a character to say it out loud, I went, oh, so he's saying it now, too? Scott, the only reason I said that is because it had been 20 times of hearing him be like, wow, nice view. Like, oh, man, that's a great view. Look at that view.
But it's a great view.
It's a beautiful view, don't get me wrong. But still, I don't need to hear him tell me to admire the view. That's like...
Come on. It's like telling me to shoot the bad guys.
It's like in Disney when it's like, this is the perfect photo spot over here. No, you just want me to pay money to get your damn photo in front of the Mickey Mouse statue, you dingus.
I really wish that was in Uncharted. Like, you had to pay for photos.
Yeah, right. Like, photo op moment.
It's chick.
But in the aspect of time and not spoiling too many things, I will just say that this is a great game. You have the day off tomorrow, Rob?
Yeah.
If you want, we can also try to remote play.
Share play.
Let's try to do it. No one's in my apartment tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, so let's go on. I am going to just talk about some of the games I got this year. Or not this year, but the last 2 weeks.
For Christmas?
Oh, my God. So there was a sale before Christmas. I purchased Grow Up and... or Grow Home? Grow Home, Grow Up? I forget which one exactly. One or the other. And Wolfenstein The New Order. Grow Up was $5. Wolfenstein was $10. Cool. Great. Sales. Love it. For Christmas, I get Dishonored and Skyrim.
Spooshk.
The day after Christmas, I spent $120 on PlayStation games and buy Uncharted 4 and The Last Guardian. The next day, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, Human Revolution, whatever the new one was, is $19 on Amazon.
Damn it.
So I buy a physical version of that. That's 7 video games. What am I gonna do?
Play video games. Backlog.
What? Time!
Grow your e-penis.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. Oh, man. The goal is... I started Dishonored yesterday after I finished Uncharted and watched a couple episodes of Stargate while eating Chinese food. which, boy, sometimes when I eat Chinese food, I just get so full so that I think I'm going to die.
All right.
And the next day, I shit like 30 times. This is a lot more than you wanted to know about Connor, but hi! So, I bought 7 video games and I spent a lot of money.
Proud of you.
Next, let's talk about some news. Do you guys remember when I told you 2 weeks ago that Crytek hadn't paid their employees in like a million years?
Yep.
Correct.
They closed 5 studios.
Shit. I'm going to assume they didn't pay anybody. Yeah,
they probably paid them like, here's your money. We're shutting down your studio. You need to find a new job now.
Bye.
Also, on top of that same thing, Star Citizen has been using the Cry engine for 4 years. Now, when Crytek shut down these studios, they said, listen, we're not going to keep doing AAA games. We're going to keep focusing on the Cry engine and work on some like little dinky mobile games or something like that. Star Citizen went, no, and they're leaving. They're switching to a different engine called Lumberyard, which is made by Amazon. That's the weirdest sentence I read this whole day. Apparently, Lumberyard is... I said it. Lumberyard. It happens in my head now without me even doing it out loud. Fantastic. It's bad, no. So Lumberyard is apparently based on CryEngine, but it's been used internally by Amazon for a long time, so it hasn't been out and released. So this is the first time that someone's really getting access to it. Cool. Next. So, Scott, I don't know how much you care about one of these game franchises, but I think you care a lot about the other game franchise.
We'll find out.
Both the Roller Coaster Tycoon games are on iOS.
Sweet.
Six Mega Man games are going to be released on iOS soon, too.
Great.
Yep.
Yep. Now Capcom give me an actual Mega Man game.
I know, that's what I thought you were going to say.
I can make people wait in line and piss themselves. Sweet.
But iOS, I didn't get any prices for anything, but Roller Coaster Tycoon games and the first 6 8-bit Mega Man games are going to be on iOS.
Oh, those Mega Man games
are
going to charge out the ass.
Oh, yeah, they probably will. Pokemon Go is not on the Apple Watch. For those of you who have an Apple Watch and still play Pokemon Go.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Hi.
Pokemango.
A couple days before Christmas, Blizzard released a comic about Overwatch. And in this Overwatch comic, it's like all the Overwatch characters at home for the holidays with their loved ones and friends, all enjoying giving gifts and having fun and stuff like that. Do you guys know the character Tracer, if I say
yes.
Her name?
See.
Okay. Little Irish girl. Tracer's cool. Everyone's been shipping her with a whole bunch of other people, and it turns out that she's a lesbian. She's gay. It's cool. She's kissing a lady in the comic.
Care.
And I don't care either. And I'm sure you don't
Jimmy
care,
Jimmy
Crack
Rob. Corn and I don't care either.
That's great. A lot of people on the internet care so much. And they
Why?
Are so mad about this. One of the posts I read online, I think I showed Scott, was,
Oh, you did.
My God, I'm so mad. I just knocked the chicken nuggets that my mom was giving to me out of her hand and screamed like something fuck you or something like that to her face because I'm so mad and freaked out. Winston and Tracer should be together. Not Tracer being a lesbian. This is crazy. This is unrealistic. This is not how this game should be. Blah, 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 blah. They should have cute little monkey babies together.
Another I hope post that you that choke I saw, and die on yep. the chicken nuggets your mother beats you
oh,
with.
Oh, I know. Another post that I saw was something on the lines of, can I get a refund is the title of the thread.
Jesus
the first post
Christ.
Is, after the comic, this is the only way. One of the next commenters, nope, your money is gay now.
I hate this world.
Best comment of 2017.
I know that person was making a joke, and I love them for it. It was great.
I have to believe that these people are just, like, faking this, because I can't believe that people are this dumb.
They're bad. They're bad people.
I want to have a modicum of hope, like a flicker of hope.
You're a piece of shit. Stop being a piece of shit.
All right, so the next thing I'm going to talk about is there is a Kojima Productions Ludens statue that you can buy if you want.
It's okay. One half scale.
It is one half scale, and it is $1,999.
I will not be buying it.
I didn't think
there
so.
There were a lot of reasons, but that is now top of the list.
Yep. Soon it would be. So, Lucker... No, not Lucker. Palmer Lucky? Lucky
Yumberlard.
Palmer.
Yeah. Looker's the
Yumberlard.
Detective in Pokemon.
What?
Looker's the detective in Pokemon.
Yeah, that's true. The guy who runs Oculus, Palmer Luckey, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He's kind of a dingus.
Dingus.
We all know that. But recently we found out that another one of his executives was also a dingus. One of the Oculus executives was recently arrested in an underage sex sting. He was messaging a girl online. The girl said she was 19 years old. And he said, hey, I'm a little bit older than you. And then she said, or the cop who was posing as this girl said, what if it's a lot younger? And he goes, doesn't matter to me. And she goes, okay, well, I'm like 15. And he goes, just don't tell anyone, okay? And then she was a cop and arrested him.
Great. Just don't tell anyone.
Great.
Okay.
You did a great job.
Good adulting.
Luck. Adulting. That's how you do it. Now, the last fucking thing Christ. On my list is, remember I told you that Steam was having their own awards? Anyone remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
I probably do. I probably didn't care as much as I don't care so right now. Tell me about it.
The Game Awards were happening, and, you know, Scott was like, are they real awards? And I was like, are they real awards?
I mean, are any of them real?
And then I said there was going to be the Steam Awards, and I said, those are probably not going to be real awards. Boy, was I right.
Oh, boy, tell me.
Villain most in need of a hug. Portal 2. Now, that answer confuddles me, because who needs the hug? Is it GLaDOS or is it Wheatley?
I thought
this game was cool before it won an award. Euro Truck Simulator 2.
Euro Truck Simulator 2.
Test of Time. The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Just 5 more minutes. That's a category. What the fuck? Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Again, another category. Whoa, dude. Grand Theft Auto 5.
I am disappointed that you went with that
inflection. To be fair, the Game Award has better awards than this.
I wish you had read it like, whoa, dude.
Game within a game, Grand Theft Auto 5. What? I'm not crying, comma. There's something in my eye. The Walking Dead.
No.
Best use of a farm animal. And the award for this one
goes... Goat Simulator.
You got it. 100% correct. I wonder what other game you could do.
Any other game is a lie.
Farming Simulator.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yep.
And here's... And here are the community awards, voting for which was held yesterday. I'm going to start from the bottom and go up top, because the first one is my favorite.
It's just too much. All right.
That's why I made that face and stopped talking for a second. Better with Friends. Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah.
Sit Back and Relax. Euro Truck Simulator 2.
Yeah, fuck off.
I mean, you're driving a giant truck, so I guess
what else are you going to do?
Yeah, sit back and relax, because you're driving a fucking truck. Love/Hate Relationship. Dark Souls 3. That's the only game that's come out this year.
Damn.
Last one. This is the second game that's come out
this year.
Connor,
that's the only game that came out last year?
Boom Boom Doom.
Last year.
Boom Boom is the category, Rob, and the game is Doom. The Boom Boom category.
The Boom Boom.
The Boom Boom category.
The Boom Boom.
The fuck is that?
The Boom Boom, Connor.
Not real awards.
I go Boom Boom Boom. Let me hear you say way-o.
Fuck
way-o.
You.
Way-o. Say Boom oh Boom Boom.
So.
You set this up. You knew
it. I led myself right into that.
Thank
one.
You very much.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to us talk for 2 hours.
Fucking hours?
No, I'm just kidding. It's been like an hour and 20 like minutes or something like that. Hour and 20.
Coming up on an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Have a good week. We'll be back next time with more turn-based explicit adventure. You can find us on the internet a lot of places.
Ooh, do we want to tell them?
Our email. Or what?
Want to tell them?
Tell
it's
them
gonna be special next week.
There'll be a special guest to fill
it's
in for
me. It's
going
to be special next week.
Scott's going to the, what is it? The most magical? Most
it's
wonderful?
The most.
I don't know.
I forget. Disney World is one of them, and Disneyland is a different one of them. The happiest place on earth and the most magical place on earth. Yeah. I think Disney World is the most magical, and I think Disneyland is the most
happiest.
This is the happiest place on earth. Anyway, yeah, we're going to have special guests next week. We're still kind of finalizing shits, but it should be good.
It's going to be fun.
You can find me. Sorry. You can find us. Our email is turnbasedexplicitadventure@gmail.com. Twitter is turnbasedexplicitadventure.com.
I just want to make sure you didn't say turned based.
Turned up based.
Turned up based.
Turned up based. Explicitadventure.com. No, turn based explicit adventure.
turnbasedexplicitadventure@gmail.com. You can find us on the Facebook at Turnbased Explicit Adventure. You can also find us at that entire word on Instagram. But on Twitter, we are at TBExplicitADV. You can find me, or sorry, never mind, before me, you can find our music at Echocraft on a lot of places.
What up, boop, boop, boop.
Yep. Echo with a K-R-A-F-T, like the cheese, and Mac. You can find our wonderful drawing of our cover art logo at Apocalypse Kitty. That's on Facebook.
I like looking at it.
I like looking at it, too. It's good. It's good.
It's good.
And you can find me at Connorvore. That's C-O-N-N-O-R-V-O-R-3. On Twitter, Instagram, Xbox, all them shits.
All them shits.
Keep all of the lights.
Chief Whitebeard. Chief Whitebeard on the places, Instagram, what you call it? Spox.
Spox.
On the sex box. And, fucking Yeti Beard on PS4. I gotta go back over to that because, you know, I'm gonna have to get The Last Guardian. Apparently, maybe tomorrow I'm gonna share play some Uncharted 4. Which I'm not mad about. That'll be fun. But other than that, now you'll find me. I'm cute.
Scotty? At Spike1589 and at SwartzS. I will be in Disney next week. So I will be playing Disney-based games, probably, on my device.
Like that one where you shoot things as Buzz Lightyear?
Yes. That.
And the one where the other Toy Story one, where it's in 3D?
Yes.
Yeah, that one's good.
Also going to Space Mountain a million times because
hell
I love Space Mountain.
Yeah.
I love Space Mountain. My girlfriend is scared of how much I love Space Mountain.
Are you a rock and roller coaster fan?
I got whiplash on it the first time.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And then I started liking it.
Cool.
Also, Ken Marino's in that video, the opening video where they're at the studio, which I like.
Are you a fan of the Terror Tower?
No, I do not like those rides.
All right.
No, never know. I will not go on that.
And then your feet go up and then you go, what?
I'm just going to go ride Star Tours.
Fair enough. How many times are you going to ride Star Tours?
Probably like two or three.
Yeah.
There's like 500 different variations.
I know, there's so many.
Of like what you can see. There'll probably be a Rogue One variation where you're going to the planet.
Oh my god, look at that. That's the shield wall.
You get stopped by Darth Vader.
Yeah, he like forces your ship to stop and the robot driver is like, whoa, no.
And I'm going to spend a day at Harry Potter World because I'm going to go to Harry Potter World and Islands Adventure. I got free tickets to it.
Cool.
And then I'm going to... The only thing that makes me sad is they replaced the Back to the Future ride with a Simpsons ride. I'd rather just have both of those rides.
Yes.
Because... my question for you about that, though, is are you getting the multi-park pass?
Because yes, it is a free multi-park pass good, that I've had since 2002.
And it's still good?
It's still valid.
Wow.
So if you ever wonder if you buy a ticket from Universal, it will not expire, apparently.
All right.
Wow.
They fucking have to honor it, apparently, and I have free tickets.
Fucking A.
Wow.
I'm gonna go ride the Hulk, because they were redoing the Hulk last year.
Oh, shit. The Hulk's such a good ride.
And the Spider-Man ride.
It's like the roller coaster just starts and doesn't stop. Spider-Man ride. I got a shitty time last time I was there. My audio was all fucked up.
Hey, should we end this fucking...
Yeah.
That's how I love theme parks.
Holy shit.
Have a good night. Go to Disney if you get the chance. And
see me, how do you know who I am? Good night.
Can you turn that off now?
No, okay.
Because I don't know what that was.
Good night.
Bye, bye, bye.
So, what I have to ask is, Rob, from what I gathered from this whole last, I want to say, 12 to 15 weeks of this podcast, that you were, like, dead set to win this fucking fantasy football league. And then, I'm looking at the other winner over here.
Fucked.
And so
not
what
by
happened?
Him.
What happened?
To be not fair, I don't think you would have won in the week that we were in the championship either way.
Probably not. And I would have been fine with that.
I beat him by, like, 35.
But...
What
if
happened?
Here's the other part is I didn't consider that I could still win money at one point, and I didn't look my lineup ever since. Like, man, fuck off.
Actually,
like,
don't tell me what happened.
Did you
no,
lose?
No, I'll tell you what happened. You can use this as an end
If you want to, unless you want to talk about it on the podcast.
We can talk about
either
it on the
way,
podcast.
I'm going to say I won fantasy football and just...
Yeah.
That's fine. We can talk about it. Yeah,
he did. We can save
it. I won $400.
Because I'll let him have his time in the sun, and then I will bitch about what happened to me.
$400?
Yeah.
Tight.
Right?
Tight.
I have no idea what I'm going to do with it. I mean, I'm going to use it at Disney, probably, but...
There you go.
I have no idea what I'm going to do with it. It's not like you can get, like, Disney hookers and blow or some shit.
You're not trying
hard
enough.
I mean, you can get some, like, crazy-ass laser crystal engraved, but I'm sure that's, like, more than $400. But...
I already have one of those.
Oh, shit.
For a fun fact, when my family went to Disney for the millennium, we had our...
Wait, you went in 2000?
Yeah.
Tight.
I stayed up until 2 a.m. in Magic Kingdom just running around doing, like, Space Mountain... over and over again, because I was like 10 years old and Space Mountain is still the fucking shit.
Nice.
And then, like, we went to Epcot and it was like, hey, do you want to be immortalized for, like, forever? Or just like, fuck, sure. but not.
Who says no to that?
Are you going
to
steal my soul?
Nah. But it's like 10 year old me doesn't have an understanding of the concept. And then, like, we go back, like, maybe like 3 years later, or, like, whatever, every biannual trip to Disney that we do, or whatever the fucking shit is. And, like, we go up there, are all these, like, fucking rocks that look like the Aggro Crag on Speed, or like, Low Rent. And, like, it was like, let's go look for ourselves. And we find ourselves, and it's just, like, dorky, like, 10-year-old me. And it's, like, one of those, Like, if you had night vision goggles on, or, like, a black light, and you just saw what I would look like in a black light... And it's utterly terrifying. So
it's spooky.
I'm gonna go find it now.
Yeah, well, next time I'm there, right?
I'm gonna go fucking find it. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna be like, I know that 10-year-old asshole.
You're just gonna take a picture and text a thread. Right? Look who I found.
Look at this motherfucker.
I strategically chose not to go to Epcot this time because A, Epcot is the worst park. B,
unless the test track ride is open, that rules.
Test track's always good, but they don't have a good variable amount of rides. Like, you always have to do a park hopper.
I agree. But for the cool thing,
like,
for
at least Animal Kingdom,
Epcot,
I can be like drunk and be like, fuck, it's a giraffe.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But like with Epcot, you just have to go around drinking everywhere. Like, that's the goal.
Right? Yeah.
There's no other thing else to do at Epcot.
That's entirely what I did like 2 times ago. Like, I did it around the world.
Last time I went to Disney, we went to Epcot really, really late, like, just to see the fireworks, basically, and we were like, look around to get food, and I'm like, I want to get drinks everywhere. My parents are like, there's lines everywhere, and I'm like, but no.
But
then they wanted to get in line at Soarin', and the line for Soarin' was like 45 minutes to an hour long, and I had like a super bad headache, and I was like, I just want to fucking go home. Can I just get on the bus? And they were like, fine. I went over and sat somewhere and chain smoked cigarettes with like two other people for like 20 minutes, and then was just like, all right, I'm going now, bye guys.
All right, bye.
Okay, the one thing about Disney is when you're a smoker, they fucking pen you off like you're some kind of zoo animal. Yeah, you're an asshole.
Asshole. Hey, asshole, go to the fucking asshole cage.
My favorite was the asshole cage that was like next to the trash place, and I was like, I hate being
here.
You're
also trash.
I want to quit.
And you did.
You belong with trash, asshole man.
You'll be able to go everywhere, and like Disney only courts you off for like cigarette smoke. They don't smoke you out for, like, pot smoke.
They definitely don't smoke you up either because, like, you know, Walt Disney is probably like, no,